Good evening and welcome to tonight's Monroe City Council meeting. This is the regular meeting for January 19th, 2016. The time right now is 7 p.m. Ms. Moot, will you please call the roll?
Certainly. Council members present and establishing a quorum are Hanford, Cuddeback, Rasmussen, Davis, Gamble, and Scarborough.
Thank you. And I did receive word over the weekend that Councilmember Camp would be late today, so we expect him probably within about a half hour. Councilmember Hanford, will you please lead us in the pledge?
Yes. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. The first item that we have on the agenda this evening is under announcements and presentations. This is item number one, recognition of service. This is for K-9 Jet. And Deputy Chief Gennard. Thank you.
Well, tonight we're here to recognize the service of K-9 Jet. K-9 Jet has been with Monroe Police Department for 3.5 years now. He's kind of unique to our department. He's a black lab, narcotics detection dog. Jet came to us from Clickitat County. He started his career over there in 2008 and came to the Monroe Police Department in 2012. Jet's had a total of 3 handlers now. Officer Stark is the last handler that he's had here. He's worked with Officer Stark for the last year and a half in the city. Jet's was a valuable asset for the police department, who did a lot of great work for us in a very professional manner, and very excited to go out and do his job every day. He has been retired and will be spending his retirement with Officer Stark in his county. He's had a great asset, and we've really enjoyed having him in the department. I'd like to present this plaque to Officer Stark. This plaque will be hung in the lobby of the police department. It's a picture of K-9 Jet and his handler, Officer Joe Stark. We hang these pictures in the lobby of the police department with all the other retired K-9s we've had in the agency. And it says December 2015 in recognition of our friend and partner Jet, Monroe Police Department K-9, 3 years of dedicated service, 2012 to 2015. Congratulations, Joe. And congratulations.
Thank you. Okay, the next item that we have on our agenda this evening is presentation number two. This is land sales update. Okay, so we're going to have a teleconference call on this one. Doing well. Can you hear us okay?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Hello?
Jane?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Jane?
Yeah.
Are you there? Okay.
That's what it is.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Can you hear us?
Yeah, we usually have her up here.
Brad?
Are you there?
Jane, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Blue light went out again.
Mm-hmm. Don't try again. There you go. Better connection this time. Let's move the binder to 06.
Big old binder.
It's density just pulls sound waves away from anything.
Where is this person? Where is she?
I don't know where she is.
You've reached Jane Lansford. Please leave a message. I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording...
Okay. I could hear you before, but didn't hear that you could hear me.
Yep, we can hear you.
Jean, it's a good thing. Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year.
Sorry, I couldn't be there in person. I got called into a late meeting and wasn't sure traffic would cooperate for me to get there in time, so my apologies.
Okay, so the floor is yours, Jane, to just kind of give a brief update, and that's all we're expecting this evening.
All right, well, brief update. Continue to work with developers, retailers, and tow. Quickly we get to the conversation of pricing, obviously, and really our basement still continues to be that $16 because of our $9 in fees that needs to be recaptured, and our current position that, you know, the land is easily worth $7, if not more, per square foot raw. No one is really disagreeing with that. It's just the construction costs have yet to settle down. So that still continues to be kind of a market problem at this point. When you're dealing with retailers, that they're seeing sales increase, but not significant. So there's still that little bit of a disconnect. The nice part is that we have interest in the market, but in terms of new construction, it's just kind of expensive still. And I've had actually three brokers reach out to me just as the year has started and said, hey, just wanted to check back in. We still have interest in Monroe. Any chance, you know, we can talk about something less than $16? And I said, not at this time, but please don't hesitate to bring me an offer. I'll bring any viable offer to council and we'll have a conversation about it. So I'm hoping that as the new year gets started and everybody, you know, revs back up again, some of that conversation might bring some offers in the door. And I met today with a development and a partnership group. There's actually several investors kind of in the wings that contribute to this fund that they work with. And we talked about the concept of, in reality, the $16 is going in. I'd like you to try to put your return on selling the product. Jean and I had kind of, you know, discussed that idea versus don't put an 8% return going in, but anticipate selling them and can you get your return there. So kind of, you know, so that's a little novel. Let us run some numbers and see if that idea intrigues us enough to bring you an offer. They have to end up selling a couple of the buildings that they built, but it would offset the cost, so they're gonna talk about it. And then track 999 continues to get interest. Predominantly, it appears from multifamily. They come in with a much bigger conversation, but as I kind of discuss it with them, I think, I'll need to kind of understand what it is you hope to put there. That's right, wrong, or indifferent. I mean, there's plenty of opportunity for the acreage. One of the groups was actually affordable housing, so that, again, didn't necessarily mean that we weren't going to have more conversation, but I think it's more of a Section 8 component, so I haven't had a chance to visit with Gene and staff any further about that particular use. So that kind of, that's where we're starting in 2016. I did have another conversation with Mr. Irwin of Irwin Development. I know we've been very patient with that, but I did circle back with him and ask if perhaps his client had changed their mind on the prototype requirements for Monroe. And he indicated to me that there had been some conversation about that. Obviously, he would still like to try to build that building for them. He recognizes he's kind of worn out his welcome just a little bit, and he apologizes for that, but if there is anything I can do about them changing their format on a national basis. So I don't know if that will bring anything different from him, but he's hopeful he might be able to revisit that with us. So that's kind of the update right now. I through my contractor friends in the business, they think that pricing will slow a little bit. It went up as much as 25% rapidly last year, which is very difficult for some pro formas to absorb. They anticipated they're not going to increase that much, and hopefully a lot less than that this year. So that may help some of these developers that are trying to figure out how to give us the price that we need and still figure out how to build something that's for a rent that a retailer can approve. So that's kind of where we are starting at the beginning of the year.
Council, do you have any questions? Comments? Okay. Great. Do you have anything else?
I don't.
Okay, Jane, thank you very much for the report out this evening. And we look forward to hearing more. And thank you again.
Well, yeah, and I'm looking forward to getting one of these groups with an LOI on at least track 99. So, I'm hopeful we'll get some solid traction starting with the new year.
Sounds good.
All right, Council. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. Have a nice evening.
You too.
Thanks, Shane.
Bye.
Okay, next item that we have on the agenda. Does anybody have any questions for Gene, Councilmember Rasmussen?
No.
Okay. All right, the next item that we have on the agenda this evening is also under announcements and presentations. This is AB 16008, confirmation of appointment, salary commission, Ashley Sellers. I brought this before council in December, the request to consider confirming Ashley Sellers to the salary commission. The same information was provided before is in the packets. I still support and am requesting council's consideration of confirming Ashley Sellers to the commission. Councilmember Hanford.
Yeah, I'll move to uphold the city's standard practice of requiring excuse me. Wrong window. I'll move to confirm the mayor's appointment of Ashley Sellers to the salary commission.
Second.
We have a first from Councilmember Hanford, a second from Councilmember Rassman to confirm Ashley Sellers to the salary commission. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Motion passes 6-0. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Thank you for your service.
Oh, right. Yes. Swear in.
Good thing that wasn't on video.
Thank you.
If you'll raise my hand, and I will read, and then you can go ahead and turn it around. I will, or I do mind them. Ashley Sellers, you do solemnly swear or affirm that you will support the Constitution and laws of the United States and State of Washington and ordinances of the City of Monroe, and that you will faithfully and impartially perform and discharge the duties of Salary Commissioner according to law and to the best of your ability and understanding.
I will.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Okay, the next item that we have on our agenda this evening is comments from citizens. This is a time set aside for members of the audience to speak to the City Council on any issue related to the City of Monroe, except in the quasi-judicial matter subject to a public hearing. We do have a sign-in sheet, and has anybody signed in? Nobody has signed in. Is there anybody that would like to come forward to speak to the council this evening on any issue? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and move on to the consent agenda. Councilmember Rasmussen.
Motion to approve consent agenda.
Second.
Okay, Councilmember Rasmussen has moved to approve the consent agenda, and Councilmember Cutback has seconded. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes 6-0. Liz? Ms. Smoot?
Approved within the consent agenda this evening with ordinance number 001-2016. And as soon as the website pulls up, I will read it into the record. This is an ordinance of the City of Monroe, Washington, approving final plat for the Columbia Crossing Subdivision, FP2015-02, setting forth supportive findings, providing for severability, and fixing a time when the same shall become effective.
Thank you very much. Next item on the agenda is unfinished business item number one. This is AB 1611. Appoint 2016 City Representative to French Creek Flood Control District Joint Board, and then assign the 2016 City Council committees. And why don't we go ahead and start off with the French Creek Flood Control District Joint Board. Is there a motion to appoint a council member to that board? Okay, how often does the board meet, Brad? Do you know?
Three times a year.
Okay.
It's up, but they're like 3 months in a row when they do their budget, basically what we go for.
Okay. And can you tell us a little bit about the City of Monroe's interest in this Flood Creek Control Board, French Creek Flood Control Board?
The City of Monroe has an agreement with the French Creek Flood Control District because the western portion of town flows into their system, and they have to pay to maintain the ditches that take our storm water away and then pump the water over the dike into the Snohomish shore. So this is part of the agreement, is that we get to have input in their budget process to make sure that what they're wanting to spend their money is good. And then we also help them with some of their maintenance work, and then our finance director goes there too and make sure that everything that they're spending their money on is a good financial policy.
Okay. And the reason why the funding is important to the city is because?
It keeps the water from backing up into the Farmlands area.
How much money do we, the City of Monroe does contribute to the district, correct?
Yes.
How much?
$90,000 a year.
Okay, so the City of Monroe contributes $90,000 per year, which is why we have a seat at the board. And about how many seats are on the board? Is it three, five?
Three.
Okay, so this is one-third of the vote. On
Oh, no, because we're not on the board.
We're not on the board.
Right, yeah, they have a board of three.
Okay. Okay. Do we have a motion to appoint a council member to this board? Councilmember Cutterback.
Brad, what are the 3 months that they meet? Is it before Jan 1? Is it
four?
July, August, September. No, wait, November is when it
meets. November, October, September.
7 a.m.
Yeah. But I've never seen a council member at Benchmark Focus.
No, they've never showed up in the past.
Yeah. I always go to them, and Jake always goes.
Meetings are at 7 a.m. in the morning.
And
meetings are usually on the third Thursday of the designated months. And again, those are July, August, September, and October. Thank you. Okay, so there is no motion to appoint anybody to that board. What we will do is we will bring this back again in a month. Looks like we have until July to appoint somebody, so we'll put this on the agenda for about 4 weeks from today. Oh, Councilmember Gamble?
Yeah, no, I think that's the hard thing for me is being this far away, and 7 a.m. is when all my employees are in the building, so I kind of have to be there in the morning.
Understood.
So getting closer, yeah, it's hard for me to say, yep, good to go on January for that late in the year. So if we've got until July, might be able to forecast that out.
Okay. Councilor, go ahead.
How long are the meetings?
Half an hour to an hour.
Okay. It's not bad.
Okay. Mr. Brazel, did you have anything further?
And certainly if a council member can't attend, staff does a good job of representing Monroe on that board, and they are happy to have us. One recent example, we were looking at their utility bills, the power bill for pumping, and it was just exorbitant. So we brought one of our staff members, John Landy from the wastewater treatment plant, into that picture to help them work with PUD to get a grant on putting variable frequency drives on their pumps, and that has reduced the annual PUD bill substantially. So we've got a good foothold in there from staff level. Obviously, it'd be great to have a council member there, but if it doesn't work, we can bring reports back and carry the will.
Carry the water?
We carry the water.
For the flood control board. Councilmember Rasmussen?
Thank you. Instead of waiting to bring this back in a month this year, starting to indicate maybe we can wait until after Councilmember Camp has joined us this evening and see if he's interested in continuing on, if no one else up here is. I mean, Council's okay with asking him at least.
Sure. He has been the rep.
All right, so we'll go ahead and what's the proper way to do that? Ms. Smoot, can we just go ahead and hold off on that to the end of the meeting?
Table it?
Okay, we'll just come back.
Table it?
That's your favorite term.
Tables to the next meeting or something?
Technically, tabling it would actually be the most appropriate motion to make at this moment because it would mean it would just put it off until later on in the evening and you would have
Perfect.
To take it to the table. However, at this point, I don't necessarily think you would necessarily have to do so.
Okay, we'll come back to it later. All right, the next item then is to assign council members to the 2016 Legislative Affairs Committee. Is there a motion or is there a discussion? Councilmember Hanford?
Yes, I would like to continue on legislative affairs. I feel like I'm finally getting a little bit of a handle of the issues, so.
Okay.
Willing to do that.
Okay. Councilmember Davis?
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. I'm going to stick with legislative unless somebody had a burning desire to be on it.
Okay.
I wasn't received.
You need two people.
Councilmember Hanford, Cutback, rather.
Well, I would like to switch off P4, so if no one else wants to be on legislative affairs, I'm happy to do it, unless someone else has a burning desire.
I don't see any lights, so we have Councilmember Hanford, Councilmember Davis, and Councilmember Cutaback who have expressed an interest in being assigned to the 2016 Legislative Affairs Committee.
Point of order, sir?
Yes.
I do believe that an email was received from Councilmember Jim Camp on Friday afternoon that said, just in case he was later than expected, he would like to be considered for the Legislative Committee.
Oh, there you go. Councilmember Cutaback?
Camp can have it.
Okay. All right. Is there a motion Would somebody be willing to move to assign Councilmembers Hanford, Davis, and Camp to the 2016 Legislative Affairs Committee? Councilmember Rasmussen?
I'll make a motion to assign Councilmembers Davis, Camp, and Hanford to the 2016 Legislative Affairs Committee.
Second.
All right, I have a first from Councilmember Rasmussen, a second from Councilmember Gamble. And any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes 6-0. Thank you. Next item would be move to assign Councilmembers to the 2016 Transportation, Planning, Public Works, Parks and Recreation, and Public Safety Committee. Councilmember Rasmussen?
Just let known I'd be happy and willing to stay on that committee.
Okay. Anybody else like to express an interest in staying on the committee? Councilmember Gamble?
I was just going to say, was your interest in swapping Patsy, or just because there is a finance,
yeah,
human resources,
yeah,
as well?
Yeah.
That's an area of...
going to swap to that one.
That's your area, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so
I just wanted to know that before someone made a motion to put you back in, because your name's on,
yeah,
from last year.
Okay, so I have Councilmember Rasmussen expressing an interest in P4. Anybody further? Councilmember Gamble?
I would nominate the new guy.
I would object.
Councilmember Scarborough, would you like to be on that committee?
I think, what's the one we're working on? We're moving.
That's Sound Transit, but that's...
goes right along with it.
That's, yeah, a regional.
Right, perfect. Yeah. Transportation.
Well, am I trying to be talked into something here?
No? Okay. So I'm not hearing strenuous opposition from Councilmember Scarborough.
Yeah,
there you go.
Okay. Is there a third person who would like to serve on the P4 committee? Okay, I don't have a third person expressing an interest. At least we have a quorum with the two. Is there a motion to assign council members to that committee?
Yes. So moved.
Second.
Okay, so I'm going to state what I think I understand the motion to be, which is to move to assign council members Rasmussen and Scarborough to the 2016 Transportation and Planning, Public Works, Parks and Recreation, and Public Safety Committee. Is that okay?
That's the motion.
Yeah, I have a first from Councilmember Cuddeback, and who is the second? Councilmember Davis. Again, there's one vacancy on that committee with this motion. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Aye. Motion passes 6-0. Thank you. Last committee is for the Finance and Human Resources Committee. Councilmember Gamble?
As previously stated in the December meeting, I'd be more than happy to serve on the Finance and Human Resources Committee.
Okay. Thank you. Councilmember Hanford?
I'll move to appoint Councilmember Gamble, Councilmember Cuddeback, Councilmember Rasmussen. No?
No, thanks.
I'll withdraw the movement.
Okay, what was the motion again? I heard Councilmember Cuddeback, Councilmember Gamble, and Councilmember Rasmussen.
I'll remove, withdraw my motion.
Okay. So, Councilmember Cuddeback, do I understand that you're interested in that committee too?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a third person that's interested in Finance and Human Resources? Councilmember Hanford.
What? Is it the first Tuesday every month, or how frequent is it?
You asked, yeah. If we have something, there are months that we don't have any stuff to discuss. So,
okay.
But usually it's every month. The reason why I say that is because as soon as I say it's not, we're going to meet every month.
Yeah. Yeah, I could try to make that work.
Okay.
If you're looking for a head, if you're looking for a solid 100% there all the time, then I shouldn't do it.
Okay. All right. Councilmember Gamble?
Just for the record, I don't think anybody's ever made it 100% of the time, so you'll be fine.
Okay.
That's why we have three.
Yeah.
So I would make a motion for myself, Councilmember Cuddeback, and Hanford for the Human Resource and Finance Committee.
Okay. I have a first for Gamble, Cuddeback, and Hanford to be on the Finance and Human Resources Committee. Is there a second?
Second.
Second from Councilmember Davis. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes 6-0. Councilmember Rasmussen?
Thank you. I just want to take a quick second and thank Councilmember Hanford for at least the nomination. Just explain what the Health Board and P4 kind of... keep it to a minimum here, or reasonable amount, but thank you.
I understand.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. All right, we're going to go ahead and move on to new business. This is new business item number one, AB 1612, water service request, and Mr. Feilberg.
Thank you. Councilmember Hanford, move this question.
Squinter move.
Come in and requested a letter of water availability for a house that he's going to build on this property here, 20 acres just off of Brown Road and 203rd Avenue. Also, in the old days, used to be called Belf Road for those of you who've been around for a while. Standard practice with the City of Monroe is that we require people to extend the water main from where it is to the far edge of their property, and everybody's going to go along to extend that, such as. This person here, when they did their plat, they extended it from down here up to the north end of their plat, even though their lots ended here. Over on Wagner Road, as people have moved up Wagner Road and desired water, we've made them, as a condition of getting the water service from them, extended to the far end of their property. It is unclear in the Monroe Municipal Code if that's required or not. What it says is that the water line must be adjacent to the property, whereas in the sewer code, it actually says must extend the full width of the property. So in the past, the staff has always, at least for 30 years that I've been here, interpreted that to mean the same on both, and the utility was extended to the north or the far end of the property for service, and that way everybody takes it to the far end, as opposed to, you know, bringing it up to you, and then everybody does it the same. So we stopped and switched in this case. That would, it was taken to this, and then if a person farther up here would want to do it, they'd have to pull it up. So that basically keeps everybody paying underneath the same basis. However, because this is planned right now to be a single family property, a compromise would be to, instead of making them extend it the entire width, is to extend it up to the north side of the driveway, which is about right there as the existing driveway goes back to the property of the house, and that will allow it to be on their property. And there also another requirement is that the service line that takes off from the main is at 90 degrees to the main. So if the main ends here, and actually to get across their property, you have to be at a diagonal. And then there's also a possibility that some wetlands down here, so if we just did it straight across, they might run into the problem with the wetlands. If we move it to north to the driveway, then they can go down the driveway, which is already filled with wetlands, so they wouldn't be digging up a wetland and maybe having difficulty with that. So the request of action is slightly different than what's in your packet. Right now it's to move to require the extension of the water main to the north side of the existing driveway until such time as subdivision of the property occurs, when the water main shall be extended to the north property line. So as long as it's a single family house, they can just extend it to their driveway and put it into the property. If they end up in sometime in the future subdividing the property, then they would be required to extend the water main to their next property line. That's my presentation. If you have any questions for the council, I would be happy to answer them.
Are there any questions for information or a motion? Councilmember Cuddeback.
So Brad, it sounds like the water ordinance and the sewer are in conflict or don't say the same
thing. They don't say the same thing.
So they can be interpreted differently. Are we doing anything to correct that?
Yeah, that's it's part of our going through the whole code. That's
okay.
One of those things that we'll pick up on.
Okay. And I'm glad that you're pointing this out, because I was trying to get a sense of it. So what you were originally were saying was the water main would have to go all the way up to the top. Right,
right, 680 feet from there to there.
And that's $102,000.
Approximately, yes.
Okay. And so if it goes a little bit past to the driveway and then does a 90 degree, what is the cost of that to the property owner?
Less than $24,000.
Okay. so less than 24.
Yeah.
What about the, in the letter that they wrote that they were saying that they were quoted the cost of the installation and the connection fees was, I mean, basically $8,000.
Yes, they'll still have to pay that too, because that's the okay. That's the hookup fee and the, we changed the name of what they call, it used to be called capital improvement fees.
Okay.
Yeah. They're called general facility charges now, I think.
Okay, so that's in addition to
extending the water.
Extending it
main, yes.
Past there.
Yeah.
Okay. And what's the timeline to correct the codes?
We have not established a timeline yet. We're working on that right now, and that will be presented to the council in the
next 2 weeks, roughly.
Yeah.
Okay. The timeline of when we're going to correct it.
Yeah.
Is there any? Do we ever? I don't know. Do a resolution or say something up here that clarifies it for people until the code is corrected? Like we're going to review it by applying the sewer or the. Are the water ordinance versus just allowing it to continue this until we correct the problem? Do we provide any clarity in the meantime?
No, you could. Okay. We haven't done that in the past.
Okay.
So you could make a motion that the interpretation of this will be whatever you like. Until it's clarified, if you'd like to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it for now. Here's what the council members.
Councilmember Scarborough?
Is it clear in the letter that if they subdivide that piece of property, then they'll be responsible to take that water line all the way to the north end of the property?
That's what the proposed motion is now, that whoever wants to make it, I'll give you so you can read.
Okay, and then, so are they running sewer to this property as well?
No, it's outside the urban growth area. It's not eligible for sewer, so it'll be on septic.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Councilmember Gamble?
So that was one of the questions I had, was on the sewer side of things. And if that's the case, then I guess the clarity that we seek, in my opinion, is already in the code. If we're not considering the sewer, I guess that's the only... I'm hearing two things, is that based on the way that the code reads today, they should be running to where the water main is right now. But what you're saying is that potentially based off of the 90-degree rule, they'd have to run it up to the driveway anyway? Is that what you're
Well,
saying?
It's always been interpreted.
But you just said in the testimony, right, that we've been applying the sewer code to the water as well. But it doesn't actually say...
It doesn't actually say the same thing, but we've used that same interpretation that adjacent means the entire frontage, not just touching somewhere.
I may add one thing to realize here is that you have other parcels that are narrower.
Oh, yeah.
And certainly you have parcels that you are doing subdivisions, like the parcel to the south. This parcel is wider than other parcels where you've had that requirement to extend a water line across, 50, 100 feet, as opposed to, is this 330 feet? 680 feet, sorry. And this is being developed with one single family home as opposed to being a subdivision. So one of the things that I would caution without talking to our attorneys would be coming up with a resolution or something. This may be a unique circumstance. One house on, does that make this 5 acres?
20 acres.
Sorry, it's been a while since I had it. So this is one house on 20 acres extending a water line as opposed to one house on an acre where you may have a little bit tighter the cost differential might be a little bit different if it were a narrower lot to extend.
Suffice it to say we don't have many 20-acre plots in the city.
Correct, and this one is not in the city.
Right. No, I understand that. That's primarily where most of our business is being done, right, from a water perspective.
All these water lines are city water lines, correct?
Yeah, totally understand that.
Oh, okay, cool.
What I'm saying is that we don't run up against this very often, where you have is what you're saying.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Thank you, sir.
Exactly. No, I mean, when I first, obviously I'm on the utility side of things, so just the mere thought of having them pay to get all the way to the other side doesn't compute for me. You run to the to their property line, and then they hook up to you. So I was, you know, we have, in my opinion, we got to go what's in the code now. That's how we've always done stuff, and then we've made changes after. And if we want to, if, and this is an appeal to what's currently in place, unless I'm hearing it, you know, wrong, right? Mm-hmm. We would make the judgment based off of, you know, appeal today, what we think is, jointly think is the right thing to do, and then make the policy change later.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It would be based off, the way that we would judge was based off what the code says today, and from what I heard Brad say is that, you know what, we've been interpreting in that way. But actually, the code says it could be interpreted in a completely different way because it doesn't spell it out like it does in the sewer.
Great. I'm going to go ahead and let Mr. Basil respond.
Sure.
Mr. Basil.
One thing to keep in mind, Council, is that while it's not exactly explicit in the code, it has been our past practice. And if you can go back to the map, Brad, the reason the water line is as far as it is because the lots to the south, there's four or five new homes that were built in there in the last several years. How many is there, Brad?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
But some of those lots are empty.
Yeah,
so I think there's only four or five that are actually up and out of the ground. We required them to extend it to the far distance of their property, much like we're asking this property owner to do, should they subdivide. Now, if you look to the north, we also required that plat to run it all the way to their property line to the south because we want to loop our system, our water system, because currently you've got two dead ends there, which is not the best for water quality. So it's always our hope, much like in other utilities where you loop your systems for water quality. And we have the North Hill Reservoir just adjacent to that, so it will make for better fire flows, which helps with insurance rates and those types of things as well. So that's something to keep in mind as we see this more and more with the city expanding.
And so the water line extensions you're talking about, you said on Wagner Road, that's on the northeast corner of that map also.
Actually, it's over about there.
That's not Wagner Road right there?
This is Wickwood Road, 123rd.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Yeah. So I still have the floor, I think.
Yeah.
The other question was in regarding, I think, was brought up in regards to what they were told when they sought, when they came to the city asking for that information. That's my other concern. We don't have any record of that or anything.
Defer to Mr. Brown.
Yeah, no, I was, yeah, they had asked a staff member, and they didn't realize that the water line didn't go across the front of their property, and said, this is how much it cost to hook up.
Okay.
No.
No email communication or any sort of written communication that would...
Okay. Not that I've seen, no.
Okay.
Okay. Councilmember... Councilmember Cutaback.
I was going to... I'm willing to make a motion.
Please let the record show that Councilmember Camp has entered chambers at 7:44.
So I'll make the motion move to require the extension of the water main to the north side of the existing driveway until such time as subdivision of the property occurs when the water main shall be extended to the north property line.
Second. We have a first from Councilmember Cutaback, a second from Councilmember Hanford. Discussion on the motion. Councilmember Gamble.
Yeah, so I guess the only... This is an appeal. Is this a formal appeal that we're doing right now? I mean, when I read...
No, it's different. The code just says that any... something like anything that's unclear in the code shall be determined by the city council.
Because I would like to know in regards to the question I just had, if there was communication that was made beyond just verbal, I would like to know that before I vote.
Okay. And we can certainly...
I can vote on...
It was verbal.
Okay, great. Thank you. That's what I needed.
Thank you, Brad. Okay, Councilmember Kemp.
Thank you. Could I have the motion reread, please?
Yes, Councilmember Cutaback has the written motion. She'll read it. Thank you.
Move to require the extension of the water main to the north side of the existing driveway until such time as a subdivision of the property occurs when the water main shall be extended to the north property line.
So it's not completing the extension?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, anything further? We have a motion that Councilmember Cutaback has read into the record, and we have a second from Councilmember Hanford. Again, any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes 7-0. Thank you. Next item on the agenda this evening is Councilmember reports. Councilmember Scarborough.
Well, here I am again, new guy on the block. Somebody nominated me for something. I'm sure I'll figure it out soon.
I'll have some questions.
The rally was a big hit at Ty Park for the 12-man get-together. A smashing hit, I'll say. Pleasure to attend. Getting embedded in the job. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilmember Gamble.
Happy New Year. A little bit late. I'm sorry for missing last week. I'm very happy to be home. I've spent about 11 of the first 18, 19 days of the year out of the state, so it's nice to be back in Washington. This weekend, the mighty Monroe Bearcat select basketball teams from 5th grade through 8th grade trekked to the city of Ferndale. It was great to see the city of Monroe take over an entire hotel in Ferndale. I don't think the La Quinta will ever have a spec. No, I'm just kidding. They were all fantastic. Great showing. The girls from 5th grade to 8th grade represented very well. Across the board, they did great in the basketball contest as well, with several teams qualifying for the state tournament. But they were just great representatives. There was no running around at 11 o'clock and that stuff at night, which is great because every one of them has Monroe plastered over every piece of clothing that they wear. So great to be back. Great to start to get going and. Welcome. And the only way we can truly welcome a new council member is to volunteer them for a new committee. So,
here, here.
Now you are there.
I'm going to remember that.
Thank you. Councilmember Davis.
Not much, really. Just glad to be back and looking forward to the next year. With you all. Welcome.
Thank you. Councilmember Kemp.
Nothing to report.
Okay, Councilmember Kemp, we appointed people to boards and commissions. I'm sorry, to committees.
Okay. And am I chair of all of them? I just thought I'd check.
There were two that did not have somebody that. So we have two vacancies still. One is for the P4 committee. The other one is for the French Creek Flood Control District. If I got that sort of right.
Yep.
And okay, so I'm on the are on, which one did we put?
Legislative.
Yep. So the question put to you then would be whether or not you wanted to serve on P4 or the Flood Control District.
Let me double check. Am I not on the Snohomish County tomorrow? From last week?
You are on Snohomish County tomorrow from last week.
Okay.
That's
just wanted
getting the head nod
check to. That was in effect. The questions I had about French Creek and the meetings that are supposed to occur, which I have not seen a meeting in 2 years, that's my concern.
Okay.
I'd be glad to do it, but I would like some verification that we do have a meeting, and I will get notified of it.
Okay. And staff, if it is something that you want to serve on, staff will make certain that they notify you of the meetings.
Okay, that's fine.
We're being told that they meet 4 times. The packet identifies July.
August, September, October, November.
Right.
Right. Where have the meetings been held?
The gun range place right behind the big White House on the way to Snohomish where they do the weddings.
Okay.
At Lord Hill Manor?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, make sure that I'm notified. I'll be glad to attend.
Okay. So is there a motion then to appoint Councilmember Kemp to that committee? Councilmember Gamble.
Yeah, I will move to appoint.
Well, thank you.
Councilmember. But it's kind of my job today.
Was there a second?
Second.
Okay, so I have a first and a second to appoint Councilmember Kemp to the French Creek the French Creek Flood Control District Joint Board.
Mm-hmm.
Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes 7-0. Okay, did you want to serve on the P4 committee?
One committee is enough. Why?
Okay. That's the only other one that's vacant, is one position there. Okay.
No, legislative is fine.
Sounds good. Did you have anything further?
Nope.
Okay. Before we continue to Councilmember Rasmussen, Councilmember Gamble.
Yeah, I forgot one thing. If we could renew the badges for both Mr. Davis and I, we're still around, so that'd be awesome.
And Camp, too.
That happened last week when I had to walk around.
I finally figured.
Scarborough, too.
Councilmember Hanford brought that to my attention.
Oh, that's not under the IT room.
Okay, so we'll double check that just to make certain that all council members can make it in the back. Sorry about that.
Front would be good, too.
Well, the front, the back, yes. Any of the doors that are appropriate. All right, anything further?
No, that's it.
Okay, Councilmember Rasmussen.
Thank you. Seahawks rally at Lake Tai on Friday was amazing. So kudos to our incredible staff, police, Mayor Jean. I mean, you guys helped put on just an incredible show. And it was so cool being up there, our fire department, absolutely. Just so cool being up there on stage and looking out and seeing the mass crowds with, you know, blue and green waving the 12 flags. It was just awesome. It's about as most I can say on that is it was just awesome. So kudos all the way around. Certainly would have hoped for a better outcome of the game, but, you know, it happens. Last week, during councilman reports, I talked about having the first meeting of the Snohomish County Board of Health, and plant a few seeds in your guys' minds going forward, just to kind of get an idea of what it is that you would like for me as our rep to bring back from these meetings. I know in the 2 years I've been here, we've not really gotten any sort of report back from the Snohomish County Health Board as far as what's going on and what's happening, and I want to make sure that I keep you guys in the loop, but also find out what it is that is on your guys' minds and, you know, what you're hearing out there that I can take back there. One thing that's being up for discussion right now, I'll just, you know, some of you may know, is there's discussion of the health board working with a third party to discuss if there's a need for a change as far as health board and how that looks and whatnot, and there's an independent party that's looking at that, and we hope to have answers back by the next meeting and be able to discuss that a little further. So I'll certainly have information to bring back after we meet next month, but in the meantime, I would love to hear from you guys, and I'm certainly reaching out to the other communities that serve on getting their feedback as well. So speak up now, email me, call me, whatever's easier for you guys.
So probably I don't know that we've done this recently, but probably a good thing to do would be to bring in the agenda and any materials that you get at the meetings, aside from, like, you know, stuff right. Like that. But if you could send maybe the agenda and any relevant notes or memo or anything to Liz can then send it out to the council members. If we probably ought to have the conversations here just in case you end up tripping to four council members that are talking with you.
Certainly.
So that would be my suggestion. And by putting it directly on the agenda right here, it'll allow the council members to have an opportunity to see it ahead of time, and maybe come to this meeting with some constructive comments during council member reports. We could even tease it out as a separate committee report.
Sure.
So if that sounds good, and go ahead and work with me and Jean in particular if you've got a focused discussion that you'd like to have.
Okay.
And certainly when you come here and you share that, and this goes with any committee, Snohomish County tomorrow and so on, if you want to bring something back under new business or unfinished business or something, we can go ahead and do that. And I think community transit, I think that makes a lot of sense. Okay?
Perfect.
Okay, sounds totally good. Does anybody else have any feedback at this time for Councilmember Rasmussen? Okay, and thank you very much for serving on that board for us. Thank you. Councilmember Cutterback.
Saying that about the Seahawks rally, it was really fun. It was great to see all the participation. I did have some questions on how Monroe was chosen.
We have somebody internal that made a phone call.
Oh, okay.
And that was in the morning on Monday, and we were told that it probably could happen, and we knew we knew pretty well that it was likely to happen on Monday, but could not really, really confirm or announce until Tuesday. So it all happened in fewer than 24 hours, and I've sent a thank you card to the individual, and I do thank that person for doing that for our community.
Yeah, it was great. It brought visibility, and I got tons of people saying, Bellevue, Kirkland, Monroe, how did you guys get chosen? So I thought, I mean, that's wonderful that we got chosen and showed team spirit, and everybody was out. It was a great rally, got lots of coverage. So kudos to the staff, same police department, fire department, everybody who was out making that happen in so short a time. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Basil?
Yeah, and I did send a thank you to the representative for the Seahawks, one of many that were there on Friday after the rally, and he responded this morning, and the whole organization was in wow over the turnout in Monroe.
Yeah.
The way we put it together, he had made a comment to me on Monday when I was speaking with him that we were one of the only cities that responded like we did, and it was a massive turnout, and they'd like to do some more events here in the future.
Sweet.
That was awesome.
Councilmember Gimble?
Yeah, that was my question, as if we'd ever be considered again since the team lost.
Hey!
You know,
because they are a little superstitious, so that's,
you know,
good. Thank you for answering that.
I don't think that it lost. I think that it would not have lost because of our turnout.
No.
But there were two other cities they visited that Friday, too.
It had to been them, too, then. Never go to Kirkland or where.
So, and yeah, we had about 1,500 people turn out to that.
Oh, it looked
It was huge.
That many?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But there were a lot of calls of truancy from the local schools.
Okay. Councilmember Rasmussen, and then we'll go to Councilmember Hanford.
Thank you. You know, along the lines and getting that exposure, Mr. Paul Johns, I believe it was, his mention of the Gatorade training, junior training camps possibly coming to Monroe, and it sounds like that's a very high possibility,
looking
is my understanding.
That.
So,
yeah.
I mean,
awesome.
Let's ride that momentum. That's awesome.
It is. We're staff will be following up on that over the next couple weeks or so.
Good.
And as things progress, we'll let you know.
Perfect. Cool.
Absolutely. Okay, Councilmember Hanford.
Thanks. You were wondering how the Seahawks picked Monroe? Blitz?
Mm-hmm.
It's really Brad.
Always
been
wondering.
Yeah.
It all makes sense.
And now you know.
Spread rumors.
Yeah. I was working really hard, so I couldn't attend on the Seahawks rally, but I heard great things about it, and was really proud to have hosted that. So, excited to hear that possibly in the future we'll do it again.
Yes.
That's pretty much it.
Thank you. So, let's go on out to staff. Mr. Osaki.
I have nothing.
Okay, you do have a Growth Management Hearings Board meeting tomorrow.
Oh, we do. I announced that last week, and I sent you the agenda. 10:30 is the Growth Management Hearings Board compliance hearing at the DuBois Library.
10 or 10:30?
10:30.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions for Mr. Osaki? Okay, seeing none. Ms. Nelson.
This afternoon, Jean and I met with representatives from Republic Services to talk about the new garbage contract, and it was a very positive meeting. They are very enthusiastic to work with us and do whatever we would like, or so it appeared. And we told them different things we wanted. They're going to go back and get a bunch of information for us for our next meeting. They're going to present different types of... They want to change the rate structure to go to it. Right now it's based on a CPI index and an RRI index, and there's a utility index that's more applicable to their operations that they're wanting to look at. All these indexes are put out by the Fed. Public Services does not put these out. And so that's something we're going to look at. They're going to present different scenarios of what the costs and services would be if we continue to do the billing or if they did the billing, and just
so you can make an informed decision of what it would look like. They have some very high customer service standards as far as how soon the phone has to be answered, and they have all these things that they have, criteria that they have to meet that they report regularly. They also have an app, a customer service app that they're real excited about, that you can change your service, sign up for service, temporarily suspend service. If they miss your house and you notice they miss, you can quick send a thing on the app and it flags them to come back and get you. It's a really cool app. So they were asking if, you know, maybe they could show the app to you guys. And so that's something that we might bring back later for you to see if it looks like it's worthwhile. It just seemed like a real positive meeting. They brought a lot of energy to the table.
Thank you. Deputy Chief Gennard.
Nothing to offer to that.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Feilberg. Okay. Gene, do you have anything from admin first?
I don't. Just that Brad was meeting with us as well.
Yes.
So,
yeah, I'm sorry.
Don't want to leave Brad out.
Aww.
Oh. He was MC.
I'm glad you didn't make my son cry.
Okay. So let's go ahead and so do you have anything to report out before we get to lobbyists? Okay. Just a couple things for me. Last week, I went ahead and took Friday off so that I could both be at the rally and also work on issues related to 522. We are continuing to work on material. One is a letter to potential stakeholders for 522, like other communities, Stevens Pass, Fred Meyer, Walmart, and so on and so forth, so both public and private, to have them put logos onto a sheet of paper that shows support, that we're hoping to go down on the 28th with to share with our legislators. Also, as you're very well aware, we have the rally on Friday, and I'm trying to remember if I had anything else in the office that I was doing on Thursday. Okay, so those are some of the things that we worked on last week. This week, we do have Snohomish County Cities on Thursday, and I have reached out to a few of you to ask you, and I'm asking those of you that I haven't been able to contact yet, that if you haven't RSVP'd and if you're able to attend on Thursday, I'd greatly appreciate it. This is the meeting where the Snohomish County Cities will be selecting representatives for Snohomish County cities to go to things like Puget Sound Regional Council and whatnot. So I would I'd appreciate it if you take a look at your calendars and see if that's something that you can attend. There is, I have put my name in for the PSRC Economic Development Committee, and another person has also put their name in from Lake Stevens. I feel it's important that we have representation from our area, and I would greatly appreciate it if you could take a look at your calendars and see if you'd be able to make the meeting on Thursday. Is there anything else?
Okay.
I think that's good for now. Does anybody have any questions for me? Okay, let's go ahead and move on to the lobbyist report. So you'll see in the lobbyist report there are some updates in here. You'll see that they have submitted the multi-purpose athletic field request through Senator Pearson. I know staff was working on putting together some fact sheets today, I think glossies, that show pictures of the property that we'd like to install synthetic turf fields on. There's another capital request you were putting into. Yeah, didn't you have two?
It was a 522 information.
Oh, the 522 information sheet also. Some of the bills that are being tracked, so there's a lot of work going on there with 522, and we had a teleconference call on Thursday or so, maybe it was Friday, talking about 522. I understand our legislators have heard loud and clear about the importance of 522, but you know, of course, our representatives and our senator have, but what's really valuable is that other people have also from other legislative districts, and that's very important. As you're all aware, the portion, the two-lane portion is in the first legislative district, and it's important that that district be on board also. We're approaching this lobbying effort looking not just at cities that use it, you know, Sultan, Gold Bar, Duval, but we're looking all the way up and over the mountains in terms of trying to pull together people that will that will help support this. At this point in time, because it's a 60-day session, it's being recommended that we focus on freeing up the $10 million that has been earmarked for doing a design of the interchange where the stoplight currently is at Paradise and 522. And with this being a 60-day session, the minimum that we're trying to do is we're trying to get that $10 million loosened up or freed up so that it can be used anywhere along the 522 corridor. So if when we get the estimates from DOT, for example, the cost is $5 million for a design, that $5 million could be applied to the two-lane part, not just to the interchange. So that's kind of where things are right now. I would love to be lobbying to, you know, to get the money to do the whole project, $76 million. I'd love to be able to be lobbying to get even just the, you know, the $5 to $8 million, whatever it is, to get the design going. But in the 60-day session, it sounds like the big push is to at least try to get that money freed up, the $10 million right now. Any questions about that? Councilmember Camp?
Thank you. I just, not that in particular, but I received an email from a soccer league organizer that they had received from Greenlight looking for information about the changes to the fields and how it would affect them. And I just, reaching out to the community, it's what I had hoped for from this lobbyist. I'm really impressed with how they're working it. Yeah. I just thought I'd point that out. Thank you.
Thank you. So any questions on 522 or the capital budget request so far? Okay. If we go to the very end of this document, you're going to see on page 4 of 4 in your PDF, you're going to see in these what's called the 2016 bill tracking, and you'll notice that those are hyperlinks. This is an opportunity for you to take a look at the short title and then click on those hyperlinks, like HB 1438. This is marijuana. We talked about this last week, where it would keep us from prohibiting marijuana manufacturing, sales, and growing in our city without a vote of the people. And as you can see there on that road, council has decided to oppose that, which means we're going to formally sign in opposition of it. And should you want to learn more about the House bill, you can click on the hyperlink right there. So we sent this out to you on Friday. Council, do you have any requests on here? You can see there's a lot on here marked as monitor. Certainly, if there's something in here you're just not interested in, we can cross it off the list. If you want more information on it, we can request that for next week's meeting, and so on and so forth. Questions, comments? Okay.
Digesting.
Okay, so if you have any questions or comments that come up during the week, please email me and Gene, and we will go ahead and coordinate with our lobbyist coordinate with our lobbyists to get more information about it so that we can come back here before you and share that information next week, and you can make an educated decision on oppose, monitor, or support. The final thing on this is, remember, we did have somebody come before us last week and share a bill with us. As I understand it, and Gene will go ahead and add more, we talked to our lobbyist about that. They went ahead and asked some folks down there. There wasn't knowledge about it. We also reached out to the Monroe School District. They were not aware of it either. And so at this point in time, it would be our recommendation to just be aware of the fact that it exists, but not necessarily support or oppose. There's not even a House bill or Senate bill for it right now. Is that correct? Okay. And this is one of those things, from time to time, we'll have other entities come to us that would like us to do things, and if the Monroe School District were here asking us to support that legislation, I think it'd be one of those situations where we'd look at it a little bit more, and we might join in supporting our local school district, but there just wasn't enough information for us to go one way or another on it. Okay, any questions on that? Do you have anything to add for the lobbyist report?
Only that last week there's two other items that had to do with the fire district. If you look at House Bill 1605 and House Bill 2321, while they're of interest to Monroe, they don't directly affect your day-to-day work here as a council. But we add them onto the list. But monitor as a position, if council should feel differently after doing some research, certainly we could bring that back up and change that next week. But for right now, we put those two on there for you guys to go ahead and track, and we put monitor as a position.
All right. So I don't have anything else right now. Gene, why don't you go ahead and wrap us up?
Okay, draft agenda for January 26th, 2016. We have the consent agenda. Under new business, we have discussion, strategic financial planning. That's for 2016 and beyond. We have the lobbyist report and the Monroe This Week and draft agenda for February 2nd, 2016.
Okay, are there any questions on that? Okay, I know that there's not a lot in here, but the discussion that we have under new business there could take a bit of time. One of the things that I'm hoping to do is that you'll recognize, normally we do have our attorney here. He's preparing for a case tomorrow, so he's not here this evening. What I'm trying to do is we're trying to set things up so that when our attorney's not here, we have sort of what other jurisdictions call a study session, where we have more of a focused discussion. It doesn't mean that we're going to delay decisions that are timely, but to the extent that we can, if we can have just an hour or more discussion on something that is important policy, important budget, that's sort of what we're trying to do. So even though it might look like next week, just anticipate an opportunity for good discussion on that particular topic. And again, we're trying to do these on meetings when our attorney isn't here so that we're not paying out a lot of money for him to listen. Okay.
There's no additions or deletions. Looking at the long-term agenda. Are we specific topics unless council does?
Okay, Councilmember Camp.
Thank you. I'm just curious about campus planning on February 9th. Remind me what that is.
You want to go ahead and...
Certainly. As we look at the strategic planning for the financial future of the city, this will tie into that, and it talks about the campus as a whole, what we want to do with this building, the other buildings within the campus, as we continue to expand and have roof leaks and those types of things.
Okay. Thank you.
So the nature of the conversation next week is to kick off a more strategic approach to some of the fiscal things that we're facing, some of the budgetary things we're facing, and some of the needs or some of the opportunities. The campus planning, like looking at opportunities for, you know, what do we do with this building? You know, what do we do working with the school district or the community college? These are things that, while they're very large issues, there's a larger issue above that. Before we can fund those sorts of things, we need to know how that fits into a larger financial strategy. So that's why you see that on here, and why it would occur after having this other discussion. And if the financial conversation is taking a little bit longer, that campus planning may bump out a little bit more.
Okay.
Councilmember Cuddeback.
Just a question about the committees. When are our first committee meetings? We put those on here. Are they in February? Do we start with, finance meets the first Tuesday? Got that listed. So are we going to kick these off? I know one of the first order of business in the committee is when they meet to elect a chair. And then in the past, what's been helpful when I was on P4 is working with staff to come up with kind of just a chart of work of what we're going to work on and present that to council. And I know things can get added on, or council can direct the committee to look at something, but it'd be nice if the committees, again, had a little bit more meat and had some kind of a plan on working with staff on what the topics might be.
Okay. Mr. Basil?
We've kicked that around at staff level and talked with the mayor a bit. Is once we get to this strategic planning discussion for finances, that's going to finger out to each one of these committees.
Okay.
And once we get through that discussion, council then can sign that work to those specific committees. If it's talking about the campus plan, or if it's talking about other revenues, certainly that's go to the finance committee. So we haven't filled those in yet. Liz and I talked about starting the calendar over at the beginning, not where we ended off last year with the committees. So, February 1st, you'd start meeting to go ahead and, elect chairs and that type of thing.
Okay, so February.
Yeah, let me add to this also. I've spoken with a couple of you about how we're putting together a work plan for this year. So on a really high level, things that are supported by the comprehensive plan, things that we want to do. An example is something we talked about tonight, which is revising our development regulations, which is the broader thing about that we talked about with the water line, right? And so we have this work plan that we have in draft right now with action items that I'm paying a little bit more attention to, and then much more detailed tasks. This week we're going to be assigning some approximate dates to that. Some things we have more certain dates, like if you're building stuff. Other things that are programmatic are going to have squishier dates. And so what we're doing is we're populating a calendar so that we can then take a look at the extended agenda, start figuring this out, and then it makes sense then that you've got topics that may get assigned to committee for more in-depth discussion and whatnot. So that's it's one of the things that I'm hoping to bring forward probably in the next 2 weeks also. So the financial planning piece and then the work program for 2016. Like that, we have good productive committee meetings this year that have a focus component to those two big strategic policy and budgetary things that we're working on. You still have the floor. Do you have anything else? Okay. Councilmember Gamble?
Yeah, no, I totally agree with Councilmember Kettleback's statement there, and that, you know, I know what we did last year is we kind of had a, even before, I think that's a great plan. I don't think we'll get it done by the 2nd of February, everything, but we should be able to look and see, you know, even on the finance and human resources, what meeting would we be reviewing to make sure that the reviews have been done? I know that's something that we've done just to check that box that we would present, but being able to look out for the full 12 months, there's certain things that we know we do every year, just kind of, you know, populate that stuff and elect a chair. And just for Councilmember Scarborough, I'll just let him in that you show up on time, otherwise you are the chair.
So I just did you a favor.
I wish I'd known that last week when you weren't here.
Show up or you're not, or you are the chair. So, but no, that would be great to start February 2nd for finance, HR, and if we can have, you know, any items that can already be populated that we know we're going to need to be doing as part of our regular operating rhythm, that would be good.
Okay. So I'm thinking February 2nd is 2 weeks from now.
Okay. That's correct.
Yep. Sorry, I don't know why I say it was next week. The wheels were thinking it was next week. It's fine. Okay. Okay, so we'll go ahead and leave that on for February 2nd. But I'm just trying to make certain that I'm able to get you more meat if necessary. So February 2nd is doable if I have stuff to give you by then, to give the committee by then. And if not, it's okay.
So that's right.
We're good.
Okay. Correct.
Anything further? And then we'll go back to Gene. Okay, Mr. Brazel.
That's all I have.
Okay. There being no other business for the evening, I'll entertain a motion for adjournment. Councilmember Hanford.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
I have a first from Councilmember Hanford, a second from Councilmember Gamble to adjourn. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes 7-0. Thank you very much. Thank you for your service. Oh, we have to take a picture. It's okay that we adjourned before we took the picture, right?
We just can't talk to each other.
Okay, we're adjourned. Go talk about business.
Don't we have a picture of us all together?
It's a cult.
Not this.
Oh, we're doing it just for you.